can break and cause a hydrogen leak, which in turn could cause a fire. While Hyundai has no reports of any such fires, it is telling owners of the hydrogen fuel cell vehicles in the U.S. and Canada to park them outdoors and away from structures.
Owners will be notified by letter starting December 10th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Meta says it has laid off some employees, including staff at WhatsApp and Instagram, to realign its resources with its strategic goals. As Argentine authorities are investigating the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne, who fell from a hotel balcony yesterday, members of the band have posted on Instagram that they're completely devastated and will miss him terribly. CBS's Michael George has more on a report found in the Journal of Epidemiology on how you move or not.
Which is healthier, standing or sitting? A new study suggests there are pros and cons to both. The University of Sydney found standing instead of sitting does not improve cardiovascular health and could actually increase circulatory issues. But they also found sitting for long periods isn't healthy either. Overall, getting physical activity is the key.
Florida and Texas were the two states with the largest number of new residents last year, and their biggest source was other countries. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds. 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently 51 degrees.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, Wayne Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweetness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feeling. I won't forget the feeling. On this red, it got the feeling.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on my face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one razor. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa. From a runner out to a play that yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Away from a runaround sewer.
help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
see her coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Passes by, go to pieces and I cry. WRJN. Left the good job.
WRJN.
Thank you. man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby.
WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shout about it when you got to choose. Every
Give me one kiss and I'll This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news, the Texas Supreme Court halts the execution of a man in a shaken baby case after an 11th-hour appeal by lawmakers who want him to testify before them. It's the latest development in a long legal road for inmate Robert Roberson. More from reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Roberson was subpoenaed to attend by House Committee Chair Joe Moody.
We shouldn't be executing someone when there's this much doubt about whether a crime was even committed.
Roberson was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002, but medical advocates now say she wasn't shaken to death. Vanessa Podkins, part of his legal team.
Two different types of pneumonia. It was fatal.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Israel says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in a military raid. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports.
The Israeli military had spent months tracking Sinwar. He was rumored to be hiding deep underground, perhaps surrounded by Israeli hostages as human shields. But Israeli media are reporting that his death was actually a stroke of luck. An infantry unit attacked a building where they had spotted some people moving in a zone that was off limits. And only after the fact did the soldiers recognize that one of the bodies looked like Sinwar.
At a campaign rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris says